Welcome all. My name is Tataka Bricka, chair of the KPFK local station board. It is now 10:35 a.m. Pacific time. I call this meeting to order. So first of all, for any LSB member who needs access to Spanish language translation during the KPFK LSB meeting, we suggest that you use Zoom translation technology tools and or contact Rodrigo Argueta Vargas for assistance. Also, we request that to everyone that you mute your phones upon entering and then during the meeting for the respect of all. And if there is some feedback on your phone that makes it difficult for us to hear, you'll be muted, but everyone has the ability to unmute themselves. And we just to remind people to be recognized by the board before they speak. So, time for roll call and establishment of quorum. Ruth Strauss, can you please call the roll? You need to unmute if I can't hear you yet, Ruth. Is Ruth still on the call?
Ruth is on the call. She is not muted on our end, so she must be having trouble with her microphone.
Okay. And Nikki, can you?
Yes.
Can you do that?
Sure. Okay.
Sure. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Rodrigo Argueta?
Argueta.
Thank you.
Ruth.
Christina Avalos.
Here.
Thank you. Marisol Bielma. And Tatanka Bricka.
Presente.
Thank you. Rachel Brunke. Ninel Centeno.
Here.
Thank you. Ariana Gladney. Jan Goodman.
Jan's on the phone. You'll call back, I think.
Okay, I'll come back to Jan. Nikki Hahn, I'm present. Ian Johnston.
Present.
Thank you.
Present.
Got you, Ian. Thank you. Avelia Jones.
Present.
Thank you. Chupasa Luchembe. Come back. Brenda Martinez. Jack Neff. Nancy Naparco.
Present.
Thank you. Robert Payne, who said he needs to be unmuted to say he's present. Someone can do that.
Payne is present.
Thank you. Got you. Okay. Myla, Reason?
I'm here.
Thank you. Janine Roan?
Present.
Thank you. Lee Thorpe?
He's not here. He's requested excused absence.
Okay. I'll put that. And Oscar Yoa?
Presente.
Thank you. Harvey Wasserman?
He won't be here as well.
Okay. Adam Woolman?
He's in Spain.
Okay. Carlos Zavala?
Present.
Thank you. And then I don't know if we need to count Ace, but I can ask Ace if he's present.
No, he isn't a board member now.
Okay. So I'll just leave. Okay. So we have 13 present, and then let's see how many absent. Oh, no, let me go back.
Yeah,
I'm
go
sorry.
Back, yeah.
Marisol Bielma?
Mr. Chair, point of order.
Someone's
calling. Point of order, Ian.
Go ahead, Ian.
I believe that the manager of the station is a member of the board ex officio. It means he has no voting power, but he is a member of the board. Thank you.
I'm present.
Thank you.
Both.
Oh, that's Ace. Okay. No, that's Ace's president.
Is my name called Luchem Chipasha?
Yes, it was Chipasha. Would you?
Yes, I'm present. So.
Thank you. Okay. And I'll go back.
Marcia Bielma is present also, please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Rachel Brunke? Okay. Mecca, Ariana Gladney? Okay. And Jan Goodman, are you able to say present now?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you. And Brenda Martinez? And, Jack Neff? Okay. And then Lee has requested excused absence. And then it sounds like Harvey Wasserman and Adam Woolman will not be here. So I have, 16 present. 7 absent. And I'll, I'm not, if anyone wants to do the excused out requests, I'm not doing that, but 16 present and 7 absent.
Okay.
Can I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead.
I think I see people who may not have responded, but I see them in the room. Nikki, could you just say the names of those who are showing up as, absent, and by the way, Rachel Brunke's coming in right now.
Okay, sure.
So if you could just say who's absent.
Yes. So I do have Rachel Brunke under absent, Ariana Gladney, or this way I haven't heard from, Rachel Brunke, Ariana Gladney.
This is Rachel. I'm here.
Thank you, Rachel. Got you. Okay. 17. Mecca, Ariana Gladney, Brenda Martinez, Jack Neff.
I see Jack's image here.
Jack, if you're here, we can't hear you to mark that you're present. Maybe he needs to be unmuted, but.
I said present, Nikki.
I hear you.
I said present.
Sorry. Thank you. Okay. Let's see. Okay, Mark, Jack, and then Lee Thorpe, Harvey Wasserman, Adam Woolman, who I've heard are not going to be here.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead, Myra.
I believe that Harvey Wasserman, Adam Woolman, and Lee Thorpe all asked for excused absences.
Yes, that's been noted.
Okay. So the only two that have not requested are then Brenda Martinez and Ariana Gladney.
And Marcel Bielma, I don't know if you got her, but she is here.
She's present.
Yes, I did get her. So now we have 18 present, 2 unexcused absences, and 3 requests for excused absences.
Great. Okay. So that is quorum. Requests for excused absences, as I mentioned, were Harvey Wasserman, Lee Thorpe, and Adam Woolman. Are there any others? Any other requests? Okay, hearing none, I move we accept all 3 absences. And now we, without objection, we go to land back acknowledgement. Avelia Jones, will you please read land back?
Yes. Land back. It's a relationship with Mother Earth that is symbiotic and just, where we reclaim stewardship. It is bringing our people with us as we move towards liberation and embodied sovereignty through an organizing, political, and narrative framework. It is a long legacy of warriors and leaders who sacrifice freedom, and life. It is a catalyst for current generation organizers and centers the voices of those who represent our future. It is recognizing that our struggle is interconnected with the struggles of all oppressed peoples. It is a future where Black reparations and indigenous land back coexist, where BIPOC collective liberation is at the core. It is acknowledging that only when Mother Earth is well can we, her children, be well. It is our belonging to the land because we are the land. We are land back. Thank you.
Thank you, Azalea. Timekeeping, 1.5. Dr. Nancy Naparco has again graciously volunteered to keep time, and do speak up so people hear you with a little notice for what time they have left. Okay, on the minutes, please submit any written correction to the minutes to kpfksecretary90.7@gmail.com. And now, reading of the agenda. So, Nikki, can you read the agenda, or you want me to go ahead with it?
I can read it. Just okay. Want to let you know Jack Neff's hand is raised also.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah, Jack. Did you note that, Madam Secretary? Okay.
Also, Chair, I am unable to raise my hand. This is Janine for some reason.
Oh, hi, Janine. I recognize you, Janine. Go ahead.
No, same thing. I have my hand raised due to the motion to amend the agenda that's in the chat and that I emailed as well.
Okay. Okay. So we're going to read the agenda first and then we'll take that. Okay.
Okay.
So read the agenda first as it's stated right now.
Okay. We have, starting with opening business for 15 minutes. Then we have reports of management and PNB reports, which includes the IGM report, the ED report, and the Pacifico National Board report. 10 minutes. Third is the LSB input on fundraising and outreach for 15 minutes. Followed by old business for 10 minutes, which includes LSB replacement elections, followed by 5 minutes of new business, followed by 5 minutes of LSB member community announcements. Then we have public comment by community organizations, time certain 11:30 a.m., with adjournment at time certain noon or earlier.
Okay, thank you. So, those are approved as read without objection until we hear the objection, and then we'll see. Okay. So there have been requests to move the election, talking to you, Janine, to replace Ace Estwick to right after the agenda or right as part of the agenda, which is now. So without objection, we'll do that now. So go ahead, Janine.
So the motion reads, and I have it in the chat as well as an email, whereas the LSB election to replace Ace Eastwick was discussed at the June 14th LSB meeting, giving officers ample time to prepare and distribute candidate statements, and whereas there is only two LSB meetings before the newly elected LSB members will take their seats, and the body has already gone 4 months without a replacement, whereas there are only two candidates for the LSB position and the individual LSB votes will be made public, therefore, the current election for LSB replacement shall be conducted during the August 9th meeting, that's today, real time by voice vote and first up after opening business to ensure the participation of a full body in the rest of today's business, of the day's business.
Okay, thank you. We have Jack waiting. We have Jan waiting. Go ahead, Jack, and then Jan.
I would like some clarification from the chair about the receiving an email at 9:47 a.m. prior to the meeting immediately. asking for written LSB candidate comments. I found it kind of overwhelming, and I did submit an email of those comments, but I'm not sure myself or anyone else had adequate time to write a good statement. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Duly noted. Jan Goodman, you're up. You need to unmute, Jan.
Hi. Hi. So I'd like to address the issue of having the election take place during the meeting. The bylaws require a secret ballot and when we elect new people. So doing the election during the meeting would be contradictory to the bylaws. So so that is not a reasonable alternative because it was opposed to the bylaws. But there is a, I'd like to make a substitute motion to substitute Janine's motion to have the election take place starting today, and we need to vote on a substitute motion. But what the substitute motion is an actual formal authorization of a vote, and that was sent to everyone earlier today. With regard to Jack, I totally agree that the amount of time is between, 9:45 or whatever time that was sent to now is not enough time that people, if they want to, could send it to everybody and, we can make the time, a week or two or whatever we want to have the final count so that people do have a chance to send in any kind of statement that they want to send in.
Okay. What is your substitute motion, Jan?
Hold on one second. I have to read it.
Okay. So I think as you're trying to find it, I see the hands from Ian and Nell, but we're probably going to need to vote on the substitute and then vote on the original.
Okay. Let's see here.
Mr. Chair, this is Myla. I've had my hand up for a while, but you haven't seen it. May I be recognized?
Yes. I see you now. You're first.
Okay. So anyway, I got a text message from Brenda Martinez. She tried to join the meeting, but her computer conked out on her.
Okay.
And she asked for an excused absence. So
okay.
If people don't object, maybe we can excuse her as well.
Yes. We're going to add Brenda Martinez to the excused absence without objection. Thank you. That makes sense. So there's four of them now. Okay. Then Jan, you're going to need to, go ahead, read it.
Okay. So, it's an authorizing motion for LSB officer elections via email. Resolve that the election to replace Ace Estwick for KPFK listener delegate LSB member for the remainder of the term, until 12/31/26. The election shall be conducted via secret ballot via open vote in compliance with the Pacifica bylaws with Akio Tanaka, PNB secretary serving as teller. Resolve that such candidates who wish to speak to their nomination and qualifications or a designated nominator can address the LSB for 90 seconds at the time that the matter is addressed on the agenda. After adoption of this motion, the LSB vice chair shall send to the tellers the roster of current LSB members with email addresses, the names of nominated candidates, and the exact text of this motion as finally adopted. Write-in votes will be accepted. Further resolved that all currently serving KPFK delegates as authorized by the PNB will be sent ballots and voting instructions via email. Polls shall close on a date determined by the teller, but approximately August 21, 2026. The teller will distribute preliminary tally results to all voters. Soon after the teller determines the results, the votes will be ratified at the noticed LSB meeting after the distribution of the preliminary tally results. If quorum is not met by the close of polls, the teller is authorized to reopen the polls and declare a new deadline or until quorum is met. Election ties are to be resolved, and the results declared by the chair, chair pro tem, or convener at the next meeting of the local station board.
Reason seconds that, that substitution.
Chair, okay. My hand is raised regarding this.
Yes, just a second. Reason second. Okay. So,
and, Dan, and I will send this to everybody.
You need to send it to everybody is what
I will. I will. I just have to like put everybody's address in. I have to copy and paste it from somewhere. So
can
I will.
Can you put it in the chat also, Jim? Or not?
Oh, that's a great idea. Maybe can I just put it in the chat and that's good enough?
Yeah, sure. Everybody? It may take, you know, I don't know how much it takes at one time, but do put it there. Okay.
Perfect.
My understanding, I think we need to, before we take a vote, I think we need to have a for and against and a for and against. Is that correct?
Well, I don't think I have to say anything more. Just that.
Okay.
If no one objects, we can pass it if people object.
I object. Discussion. Janine, okay. Roan objecting. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Janine. Are there other objections? Okay. Well, we'll take a vote to see if this passes. As can you, Madam Secretary, can you take the vote now?
I thought there should be arguments to for and against because there are issues with her statement about it being in the bylaws. This would be an appointment. This is not an election per the bylaws.
No, it's
okay,
not
okay,
that
okay,
LSB
I don't want
can
to
appoint.
I don't. Okay. Okay thank I, you. You're.
I think
you're,
that she should make her point and then. I can point to the bylaws.
Okay. I asked, are there any other objections? I didn't hear any other. So that is the reason I went without the... Let's take a vote on it, and then we'll take a vote on your original one, Janine, okay?
I'm asking that the other members be recognized that have their hands up. They could be also saying the same as I am,
okay.
That there
oh,
needs
I
to
see.
Be a for and against.
Okay. So there's also legacy hands. Ian, are you speaking to this subject?
I'm sorry. That was a legacy hand, but I support Janine.
Okay. And Nanelle?
Hi. I was just pointing out, President, if you can recall the date and the year that this meeting is being held, because I don't recall you saying this at the beginning of the meeting for the records.
The date of which meeting?
You weren't here when the meeting was convened.
I was here when it started to be recorded.
Oh.
I don't understand the question. Can you repeat it?
Just repeat the time and date.
That we convened the meeting.
Oh, I'm sorry. We convened the meeting at 10:35 a.m. Pacific time.
Thank you.
Today's date. I'm sorry. It's Sunday, August 9th, 2026.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Okay. So hearing two objections, I'm going to still go ahead and we will vote on this. So Secretary, go ahead,
Chair,
Jen. Yes.
Chair, I request Jen Goodman state what part of the bylaws says that this is a secret vote. I don't see that. I have them open right now. I'd like for her to give us the section.
Sure. For the bylaws that are on the website, it's, if you go to those, it's on page 16 of 56, the Pacifica Foundation bylaws revised April 3rd, 2025. It's section 12, and it is the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth paragraph down, it says local station board, LSB transitions. The membership composition of the local station board remains the same until January 2027 with the seating of the local station board members elected. The current LSB chair, vice chair, and secretary continue to hold that current position. The LSB members elect from among their members, vacancies on the LSB occurring during the transition period are filled by LSB nominations and voting by secret ballot by those remaining members of the LSB with replacements according to their respective class and status. So that's where it is.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So
and then it says never mind. That's what it is.
So seeing two objections, I'm going to accept this as passed. Is that the formal procedure or do we need to take time to vote on it again?
We can vote.
Okay. All right. Secretary, please take the vote. And please state what we're voting on, Jan, please.
We're voting on, the replacing Janine's vote with the authorizing motion, which I've put into the chat.
Yeah, okay.
And which I've read before, but people can refer to it there. And it basically, just to summarize it, basically what it says is that we're going to have people speak now for 90 seconds. If they can submit additional information to the LSB if they want to. And then if this passes, we have to figure out what date the final people have to vote for.
Okay, so we are taking four and against.
Mr. Chair.
This
is Ruth Strauss.
Hello, Ruth.
Hi, I just wanted you to know I am on, I'm listening.
Okay.
And I am taking notes for the minutes.
Okay.
And okay. If somebody wants to tally the vote, I can do that or someone else can.
Okay. Thank you, Ruth. So,
we're going to be two pro and two con on the amendment.
Okay. So,
I think we already had the discussion.
No, let's just do whatever.
Okay. Are there any objections to saying that we've heard two votes objecting to the present proposal? Are there any objections to simply accepting that as is, as passed, and then getting on to Janine so we can get a vote on that? Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't. Tatanka, this is okay. The reason it doesn't make sense is that if the substitute motion passes,
yes,
then Janine's motion is moot.
Thank you.
But then all we have to vote on actually passing it first. I'm sorry. Can I be recognized, Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
First, we have to vote on whether or not this should be the substitute motion. So we vote yes or no. If it then passes as a substitute motion, then we have to vote on whether or not it will pass.
That's correct.
And if it doesn't, if the substitute motion doesn't pass, then we can go to Janine's. However, if you go to Janine's, it is out of order because it's out of order to vote today because of the.
Okay. So the point is that we should take the time. We're going to lose time on other things we have planned, but that's okay. It's fine so that it's really clear. We do a for and against, two for, two and against, and then take the vote. Okay. Let's do it.
No, we've already heard the arguments.
Okay.
Chair, may I be recognized? This is Ninel Centeno.
Go ahead, Ninel.
To call an order because everybody's speaking without asking chair's recognition, and I'm pretty sure that these are rubber rules.
Well, there is. Okay, go ahead.
That would say that if you can call to order because people are just chiming in.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. I'm going to, at the risk of taking more time, I'm going to do 2-4, 2-against. Okay? You've already spoken, Jan. Is there anyone against this? Nancy, I recognize you.
I would just like you to restate what we're voting for and against.
We're voting for the substitute motion that Jan has said that we are going to use OPA vote. We're not going to vote at this meeting. One, because it's in the bylaws that we don't do that. Because every board member needs a chance to vote on this. It seems very clear, and there are board members that are not here, about 5 of them, okay? Then it's also been our custom that we always have a secret ballot. We've used OPA vote. So this is breaking that precedent. So to me, it's fairly clear.
Contrast to what was Janine's position?
We haven't. She basically stated that she wants the voice vote today and her reasons why.
Okay.
Okay. Which she also stated. So it seems Jan's already stated her position. It seems the point is moot that let's vote on Jan's position. Okay. Can we do that? Is there any objection to that? Other than the two people. I say.
Tatanka, this is
yes.
Myla.
I will recognize you, Myla, because you're speaking
for. We will be voting on the substitute motion that is in the chat. Jan's
yes.
Substitute motion.
Okay. And our.
To replace.
It's the substitute motion to replace Janine's motion.
And yes.
So I think we should go to a vote.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, be recognized, please.
Yeah. And who's speaking? I can't see.
Jack Neff.
Go ahead, Jack.
I also want to object to Jan's substitute motion that we're about to vote on because it is out of order. As it was found, Janine's is out of order. This substitute motion based on accepting apparently Janine's motion as legitimate is now Janine's is illegitimate, but somehow Jan's is legitimate. So I object.
Okay. I don't find that compelling, but that's okay. I don't need to find it compelling. So will the secretary please
Can I be recognized? This is Ninel Centeno.
Yes, go ahead, Ninel. You may be recognized.
We listened to Jan's argument.
Yes.
I'll be interested in listening to Janine's argument, too.
Okay. Back to my thing. I'm sorry I'm wavering around. I want to be fair on this. Let's take the time. Let's have 2-4, 2-against. That'll give Janine and another person a chance, okay, to talk about it. And it'll be entirely abundantly clear. Okay, so you are the legacy person. You've already motivated it, Jan. Janine, do you want to take the second position?
Yeah, I think my main thing
no,
is...
Wait a second. If we're going to formally go through this, I just want to get who's 2, who's 3, who's 4. Okay? So you're 2. Who would like to speak for Jan's? For the substitute motion on the pro side.
If nobody else does, I will.
Okay. And then who's going to speak in the anti side?
Janine.
Okay. All right. So, well, why don't we, Janine, you go first.
Yeah, I'm still having
and
a hard time.
Timekeeper, can you just mark the time when Janine starts, when each of our speakers starts, and it's 90 seconds. Go ahead, Janine.
Well, I'm still having a hard time finding specifically the in the bylaws that this secret vote applies to the replacement of LSB members. I believe in the past we have known each other's votes for LSB members and for directors. So for me, that is completely unnecessary. And I also think that given the time that we have had and the amount of correspondence to get clarity on how this election would take place, it's been 2 months of just correspondence not being responded to by the officers, and 4 months that we've gone without this LSB member. We only have two candidates on the table. It could be a simple show of hands or a voice vote. This has been done in the past. We could even do it via email today if needed, and it could be a secret vote. And I don't understand why we're not doing this today. So this candidate, whoever wins, can participate in one of the only two there's only two meetings left, today and October. So this is, I feel like in a way this could be viewed as a delay tactic to having a full body voting on our various issues here. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Janine. And Myla, I recognize Myla. Your hand is up.
I'm speaking in support of the substitute motion. The substitute motion is in the chat, the part of the bylaws that are very clear about having the election by secret ballot. The section of the bylaws was stated by Jan. If Jan, maybe you could put that section of the bylaws in the chat, but I think, you know, that we need to vote on whether or not to accept the substitute motion.
Okay, thank you. And Janine, you're up again, and then we'll hear from Jan. Go ahead.
Well, I just put in the chat, then why can't we do it via email vote?
Okay.
So it does, you know, I think it's overcomplicated to make this vote with only two candidates, an OPA vote, and this has been delayed. You know, we need to include this person in today's business.
Okay, thank you. And I think...
Sorry,
can I speak the second person?
Wait.
Okay. There are more than two candidates.
There are more than two candidates. Another issue. Go ahead, Jan. You can speak.
There's two issues here. One is the bylaws require a secret ballot. So, you know, we can't just do it normally just by, you know, voting by email. And second of all, we have quite a few members who are absent, and they also need to be included in voting. And there was no notice given that there was going to be a vote that was taking place at this meeting. So that's just additional reasons that we need to follow the bylaws. I mean, it's really out of order. Janine's motion, insofar as it requires a secret ballot, is really out of order because it conflicts with the bylaws.
Okay.
So, Chair, may I be recognized again? This is Janine.
We've finished 2-4-2 against.
Okay. Well, the bylaws, it's for terming out. It's not for this particular situation.
I don't want to get into this.
So I'm going to withdraw my motion, but I absolutely am so disappointed in the officers for ignoring this issue for 2 months of correspondence and not doing anything and putting forward, this could have been handled. And this is very disappointing, and I withdraw my motion. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Janine. Okay. So do we formally vote on this, or is it accepted? There's no other motion.
May I be heard?
Yes, go ahead.
I think that you can ask if there's no opposition, then it's adopted.
Is there any opposition to accepting this as the vote?
Yes, I oppose.
Okay. Secretary, please duly note Jack Neff. Anyone else?
Oscar Ulloa.
Okay, Oscar, please note Oscar. This will be quicker than voting, actually.
Other objectors, please identify themselves. This apparently isn't a vote.
Well, why don't we just vote?
Okay, go ahead. Secretary, please call the vote to approve what is in the chat. There is nothing else we're voting on. Go ahead. Can you hear me, Madam Secretary Ruth?
Perhaps Nikki Hahn can do it.
Yeah, let's get it started, Nikki, and then Ruth will welcome you back. Go ahead, Nikki, call the roll.
Okay. And so this is a vote, so a yes would be for Jan's substitute motion?
That's right.
Okay. So, Rodrigo Argueta? Okay. Christina Avalos?
I'm sorry, I think it has to be reworded. I know this is just the voting part, but it's not a substitute motion now. It's officially a motion because Janine withdrew her motion.
Thank you. No longer a substitute motion. This is a motion by Jan Goodman. Thank you for that.
And I vote yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Christina Avalos votes yes. Okay. And Marisol Bielma?
Yes.
And Tatanka Bricka?
I go at the end, but go ahead. I vote yes. I vote yes.
Okay. Rachel Brunke?
Yes. My speaker is not working. Please check your connection or use a different speaker. This is great.
Okay, that was a yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry, was that Ruth? But I'll continue. Okay, Rachel Brunke, sorry, can you repeat, please?
That was not Ruth. It was some random person who had their...
Hello. I'll vote yes.
Rachel is voting yes. Okay. And Ninel Centeno?
No.
Ariana Gladney? Oh, sorry. She is absent. Jan Goodman? I guess... Do you still vote on your own?
Yeah.
Jan? We can't hear you, Jan, if you're voting. I'll come back. Okay. Nikki Hahn, I'll vote yes. Ian Johnston?
I can't see the chat, so I'll abstain.
Okay. Avalia Jones?
Yes.
Chipasha Luchembe?
Yes.
Jack Nash?
Yes.
Oh, I've got you, Chipasha's. Yes, thank you. Jack Neff?
Jack Neff votes no.
Got you, Jack. Thank you. Nancy Naparco?
Yes.
Robert Payne?
Yes.
Myla Reason?
Reason votes yes.
Janine Roan?
No.
Leah's absent. Oscar Ulloa?
Vote no. Oscar Ulloa vote no.
You, Oscar. Carlos Zavala?
Yes.
Thank you. And Rodrigo Argueta? Okay, I'm not hearing anything. And Jan Goodman? Does she not vote on her own? It's her motion. Okay.
Yes, it's her motion. Yes.
Okay. So I have 11 yes, 4 no, 1 abstain, and... I couldn't hear a response.
Okay. Did you please note the numbers, Madam Secretary? Say them again.
11 voted yes, 4 voted no, 1 abstained, 1 no response.
Okay. Thank you. The vote passes. Okay, we can go on to the next item on the agenda, which is...
Chair, Janine, may I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead, Janine.
Before we approve the agenda, may I also just suggest that we move up the candidate statements so that we can finish with this item, seeing how we've been on it for the last 15 minutes. Just have them do their candidate statements and then move on with the rest of the agenda.
No, that is not the way this goes. Thank you. I hear that. That's out of order. So thank you. Myla, you are requesting to be recognized.
Okay. It was out of order.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So the next item on the agenda, and our time is 11:21. We now only have 9 minutes for everything until we get to time certain. Chair recognizes Ace Estwick, IGM report with time for questions, which I said I would do at this meeting because of last meeting. Go ahead, Ace.
Hi, thank you. Good morning. Can I be given the permission to screen share?
Can you do that, the meeting management person?
Ace, you are not muted on our end.
He wants to do screen share.
Oh, screen share. Give me a moment here.
Yes.
Sure.
Chair, this is Janine again. I'm just moving. I'd like to move that we extend
Can you please wait to be recognized, Janine? Thank you.
Ace, you should be able to do it now. You're a co-host.
The reason why we pass the time certain is that we don't even... Time certain is time certain. Okay, go ahead, Ace. I can see.
So, we just wrapped on the summer fund drive. We closed at about $135,000 against a $180,000 goal. We intentionally set this goal at what we consider to be an unattainable level, because we don't want to artificially lower the goals to meet the current fundraising performance, but rather against our operational and fundraising needs, so we can establish a benchmark of where our fundraising performance is now. So this report was compiled using 3 years of fundraising data, and I'm going to walk you through it right now. We measure drives on dollars per on-air day here, because over the years, different drives have been different lengths, so that a 40-day drive compares fairly to a 16-day drive. So in 2023, that total was $3,700, $3,800 almost a day. In 2024, it dropped to $2,800. In 2025, it surged to $5,400. And this year, so far, we're halfway through the year, we are averaging $7,300 a day per drive day.
Mm-hmm.
So every drive on record since 2023, we're looking at here. So every 2024 drive ran under $2,900 a day, and every drive since July 2025 runs above $6,300. So the July drive we just did closed at $7,366 per day. And that's what the goals that we set deliberately high, like I said. Myla, go ahead.
I don't think...
First of all, impressive improvement. Wow. Secondly, even though these are our goals, I am wondering, are we meeting our expenses?
I will get to that in just a few beats.
Okay. Yeah, let him give his report, everyone, and then we have questions. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, so days on drive. In 2023, we averaged 165 days, not average. We had 165 days dedicated to fundraising as opposed to the programming. In 2024, there were 158. Last year, 123. And so far, we're at 68 for this year. So that means fewer interruption days for listeners and more dollars per day. So fewer, stronger drives is the strategy that has been working so far. Here we see pledges per day. So this one counts people, not dollars. Pledges per day fell to 18 at the end of 2024. This year, we're in the 50s and 60s. Our participation has roughly tripled. The average gift is flat, so this is more Angelinos giving, not necessarily bigger asks. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. Then here we're looking at a rolling 12 months of drive revenue. So the low point was $436,000 in fall of 2024. Today it's sitting at $894,000, the highest on record in the last 3 years of data. And that's counting, on Friday we actually got a $15,000 pledge. I'm not sure if all of that 15 will be allocated to this drive. So for the purposes of this report, I only included 10. So that we don't count it twice. And then methodology on how this was put together. And that will be, the sources will be on this page and in the distributed report that I sent to the LSB after this meeting. So every number traces to the allegiance reports and the collected web donations. The full records go back to 2021, and I may incorporate those into the next edition. A couple other updates. Programming, two notes. Making Contact, one of Independent Media's longest-running national programs, is now produced here at KPFK. Dan Pavlish and myself are executive producing. The first Pacifica episode airs on Wednesday with national distribution. And The Road, a new show about art and the entertainment industry, launches in September, hosted by Marlene Braga. We are also developing a programmer self-evaluation alongside the network's incoming volunteer handbook that's rolling out in September. On events, we're looking at a very strong fall calendar. August 29th, in just a few weeks, we're hosting at the UU Church of Los Angeles. I think that is the Universalist Unitarian in Koreatown. Chris Smalls on his new book, Revolution, or When the Revolution Comes, in conversation with journalist Aaron Aubrey Kaplan. October 3rd and 4th, KPFK is a collaborating partner on the Left Coast Forum at Cal State LA. And on October 28th, at the Alex Theater in Glendale, the 50th anniversary of School Days, the legendary Stanley Clarke album presented by KPFK as a benefit to KPFK, with special musical guests including Robbie Krieger, John Densmore, and world-renowned tabla player Salar Nadar. The venue contract is executed and it's structured, and we'll have donor seating and a VIP reception, a private sound check, and we are now soliciting sponsorships and major gifts. There will also be a silent auction. And on November 14th, back again at the Unitarian Church, we'll be hosting Chris Hedges on his new book. So please stay tuned. If you guys aren't subscribed, check out the Dispatch. That's kpfk.org/dispatch. That's our weekly newsletter. You'll get all of our events, fundraisers, news about the station, community events, and more. As the ED report that came out just this week that you guys probably saw, we completed a 28-month financial position analysis, which is going out to the National Finance Committee. It anchors a long-term solvency plan, I'm told that our methodology is actually going to be adopted network-wide. So, Mila, to answer your question, KPFK is not currently financially solvent, and we are submitting a plan to get us there.
Can you take questions now? Because we only have 1 minute.
Oh, I'll rush through this last stuff. We have a mobile app that's in testing as part of a network rollout. We'll announce when it's live. Web giving is back on the menu. We're getting 10 to 15% of our drive revenue through the internet as opposed to 5 to 10% last year. And the FCC consent decree is formally concluded. So 2 years ago, we settled with the FCC over our on-air sponsorship rules. And we met every requirement. FCC closed the case and our licenses are back and stronger. We just wrapped on union contract renewals and we're still closing on that. And the volunteer handbook is coming out late next month, and we'll have a volunteer self-eval this month. So one last note. Janine, I got your questions this morning, and I referred to the election administration items to the National Election Supervisor because those are really questions for her and not me. So that is everything I've got for you guys. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much. You know what? I'm just going to comment because we're at time certain. I want to thank you, for that terrific report. And I also want to just say that I will be sending a letter out to everyone, because in the rest of the program, when we were going to all brainstorm on fundraising, programming, and outreach, I had a way of framing that, and I want to explain that to everyone. And also the part that we're missing anyway, you'll get a letter from me just on the parts that I thought were missing. And I just want to say thank you everyone for showing up, and I hope everybody stays to hear from our community reports. And right now I want to segue over to, at 11:31, over to Time Certain community member announcements. And I want to welcome Stephen Meeks, who did the lion's share of all this work. And thank you, Stephen, for taking responsibility for that. And you can introduce the folks and take it away. Can you hear me? You need to unmute. Stephen with us?
Okay. While we're waiting for him, may I be recognized?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead, Jan.
I would like to propose that we extend time at the end of the meeting, at least 15 minutes, so that the candidates who have come can be heard.
I'm gonna say, because there are other candidates that can't even be here, okay? That, and also I have another Zoom meeting after this, and I know other people do too. So I'm not going to do that. But if we have time at the end of our community reports, we can do that.
Maybe we could at least keep the line open and people, informally hear them. Because I agree with Janine.
Okay. I don't see Stephen Meeks. Did he get cut off the line?
I haven't admitted him. I'm looking right now to see if he's in through his phone.
And Ace has
and Jan.
It ends with 925, and I don't think Stephen is with us.
Okay. I want to ask if, Jan, if you can get out, and Myla, you can get out your list of the people that are here. I don't have it right in front of me.
I never received it.
Pardon me?
I did not receive it.
Okay.
I'll look for it.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, is
Alex Rodriguez?
Avelia is saying something.
Okay, Avelia, go ahead.
Yes, I was trying to raise my hand. I'm sorry. I just called Stephen Meeks, and he was not aware that he needed to be on the air or ready at this meeting to introduce anyone, but he's scrambling now. He said the people that should speak knew. So I don't know if anyone has heard from anyone. But
I jump in? You know,
sure.
South LA Food Co-op has been here for a very long time, and
they're ready. Yeah.
Okay, and we'll go to them first, and then Alex Sanchez of Homies Unidos, who
skip Stephen Meeks. I think that's a real conclusion.
Okay.
Hi. All right. I'm Bonnie from South LA Food Co-op, and Stephen did send a schedule that Joyce Guy,
yes,
the first person, and she's here. Joyce Guy of Bad West.
Right. Thank you, Bonnie.
And I'll go after you.
Okay. Cool. So anyway, hi everybody. My name is Joyce Guy, and I am the chair of an organization called the Black Association of Documentary Filmmakers West. And Bad West is a fiscally sponsored membership organization based in L.A. Black documentary filmmakers that are here and across the country and across the diaspora. The organization was founded by the late iconic doc filmmaker St. Clair Bourne in 2003. He started Bad West. Well, first he had started an organization in New York called the Black Doc Collective, and because he saw the disparities for doc black filmmakers with their lack of funding and access and networking. And so he came to L.A., and he made out the call to filmmakers and doc filmmakers. And so he established Bad West in 2003. And our members are diverse. They're first-time filmmakers. They're student filmmakers. They're seasoned filmmakers. And we also have people that are doc lovers and enthusiasts that are part of Bad West. Our dues are like $45 a year. And you know, like I said, we've been going since 2003. We have three major programs that are part of the organization. One is called the St. Clair Bourne Fourth Tuesday free documentary series. And that is being held, because that's our outreach program. It's being held at the Barbara Morrison Performing Arts Center in Leimert Park. And there's also another organization called Strategy and Soul that will be collaborating, and we're in the process of collaborating with Lore Bookstore that's across the street from Barbara Morrison. We're just trying to just do more outreach, and we wanted to, with this program, we wanted to, you know, bring a documentary filmmaker to the filmmakers to the community, because after each of our films, we have a discussion with people in the audience, and we usually bring the filmmakers. If they're not in town, we usually have them on Zoom. And so that's the highlight of the series, is, you know, having, discussions about specific films. Last, our last season, we had a film on Sun Ra, which was really interesting. And we had, some of the members that were part of that, movement in Chicago. And then we did a film called Citizen King, which was about Martin Luther King, and with footage that we haven't seen in a long time of King. And we also had a film called The King of Mardi Gras that we showed during Fat Tuesday, about that whole phenomena of Mardi Gras. And so it was to, again, bring documentary filmmaking to the community so we can have those discussions. Our next program is called, it's a pre-to-post workshop, and it's held the first Thursday of each month at Emerson College. And this program, we bring industry professionals to discuss specific topics like editing and lighting and distribution and storytelling. And the impetus for this workshop is to help those Black filmmakers, those Black doc filmmakers, help them complete their projects. And so, we welcome filmmakers. We welcome that are members or non-members to attend these workshops. And then our last, program that we do is called Day of Black Docs. And that's done annually at the, AFI. And it's a one-day mini festival. We call it our Celebration of Documentaries, which highlights the Black experience and spotlights filmmakers from around the world. This program is to highlight those prominent Black filmmakers that are doing incredible films. Last year, we screened a film called The Eyes of Ghana about a filmmaker in Ghana. He was, following, the president of Ghana. And so this is, he had footage that he had been holding on for all these years, and they found the footage in, London. And so he, the film was about, Kwame Nkrumah. He was following Kwame Nkrumah. And so the footage that he was showing was all the things that he was following before the assassination of Nkrumah. And we also screened a film called Free Joan Little, about Joan Little and her plight. Joan Little was a woman who was in prison in North Carolina, and she was being abused by the guards, and she ended up killing the guard who was abusing her, but she got off free. And so the film was about her plight. And we also screened a film called A Better Way, James Lawson, the architect of nonviolence. And it's about James Lawson and his collaboration with King, but also about, you know, his journey and what he did with nonviolence. And so our Day of Black Docs, again, is a it's our signature annual fundraising event. And we do it every year. And it's, as I call it, it's our happening. And we have people, you know, come, and it's just a great way for people to discuss, again, these topics. We usually always have the filmmakers, again, if they're not there in person, they're on Zoom. And that's, you know, basically what our organization does. And we encourage, you know, we really are encouraging in terms of our Fourth Tuesday screening, because that's our community outreach, and we want people from the community, again, to come and to have these discussions about these important films and about these important filmmakers, because these filmmakers are African-Americans. And like I said, they're based in Los Angeles and around the world and throughout the diaspora. And so that's our Bad West, the Black Association of Documentary Filmmakers. And if you want to know more about Bad West, you can visit our website at www.badwest.org. Any questions, or do I turn it over to Bonnie?
I think Katanka is speaking, but he's muted.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Joyce, thank you so much. That was fantastic. Yeah, I've been on the phone letting a couple other people in. Thank you so much for coming, and let's stay in touch, and all your information we can get out to everybody if you want, all the board members.
Of course.
Okay. And thank you. Thank you both for showing up. And next, we're going to have Alex Sanchez of Homies Unidos.
I thought I was next.
Oh, yeah, you're next. Sorry. Sorry.
Thank you.
The list is back in the back in the chat, so you can see who's when and where. And
Oh, great. Okay. Thanks. Great. Terrific. Thank you. Go ahead.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Bonnie Turpin, and I'm here to talk about Sola Food Co-op. I am speaking on behalf of hundreds of people in South L.A. who are working to open a natural foods grocery store that's owned by the community. It's something that I have been extremely passionate about, and I've been dedicated to this mission for several years because I believe that our community deserves better options in grocery retail. And we all know the problem. Those of us, especially who live in South LA, know that we have limited options for healthy food, and not just organic produce, but, you know, the best in supplements and superfoods and sustainable household products, etc. All those things that we now have to travel 5 to 10 miles out of our area to purchase at stores like Whole Foods and Sprouts and Lassen's and even Trader Joe's. So Sola Food Co-op is working to open a community-owned store in the Crenshaw District, in the heart of Black LA. And we feel that cooperation is the way for us to have ownership in a business. By opening a cooperative store, money and profits stay local, and local co-op owners help to shape the business. It gives the people a voice in this business. And this is how we build a store that is ours. It's a store that prioritizes people over profits, a store that is run by us and is for us, and that won't abandon our community like other stores have done in recent years. Ownership is open to the public. Anyone can join us in this work. Anyone can become a member of Sola, and becoming a member is becoming an owner. We own this together. Everyone who wants to see more healthy food options in our community is welcome to join us. Because, you know, if we are what we eat, then food is the foundation of who we are, and our health depends on it. So we deserve the best. If you'd like to learn more about Sola Food Co-op, you can visit our website. It's www.solafoodcoop.com. And we have one event coming up in the near future. We're going to be tabling at the Gramercy Block Club Block Party on August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's going to be on Gramercy Street between Martin Luther King Boulevard and Vernon, and it will be from 11 to 3. There'll be lots of food and games and fun. It's a family-friendly event. Please come, especially if you would like to speak to someone about the co-op directly. Otherwise, you can join on our website. There's a small investment to become an owner. There are payment plans for that investment to make it accessible for everyone. And for those who would like to join but feel that it's a financial hardship, you can apply to receive a free membership, because we have some that have been donated in the past that we can give away. So if you'd like to volunteer with SOLA or just to learn more, you can email me at info@solafoodcoop.com. So I hope to see you in person at the Gramercy Block Club or some other event that happens soon. We do have a newsletter that goes out that you can sign up for on the website to stay informed. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was 4 minutes.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Good, because we're behind.
That's terrific. Yeah, that's good, because we're behind. So thank you. Yeah, everybody support SOLA. Okay, next up, Alex Sanchez of Homies Unidos. Welcome, Alex. You need to unmute and take it away. There you go.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So I'm the executive director of Homies Unidos and one of the founding members. Homies Unidos originally started in El Salvador in 1996 by individuals that have been deported from El Salvador. As you all might know now, it's difficult to even start advocating for people incarcerated in El Salvador since the state of exception implemented by the current president, where they make it against the law for anyone to be labeled a gang member. So we work specifically to try to help individuals here in Los Angeles and the predominantly immigrant community of Westlake, MacArthur Park area, Koreatown, People Union, that have fallen through the cracks, especially immigrant youth coming from Central America, find it really difficult to integrate into our communities. So we started some programs to help them in the schools. We have a summer program where we support them during the summer. But we also work with youth that have already been impacted by the criminal justice system. So by doing that, we've been able to help go into the juvenile system and help them in their transition back into their communities. As well, we've been working with immigrants that are incarcerated, many of them facing life sentences or been doing life sentences. We're about to start coming next week, Sunday. We're going to be leaving into our prison visits. We'll be visiting 24 prisons, visiting over 150 individuals that are immigrants incarcerated. And under the new regime here in the United States, under Donald Trump, basically these individuals are directly going to be deported or face deportation. So we help them in regards of how to combat that transition once they get to immigration custody. So we've also with that help individuals that want to fight their deportations, because obviously being deported to El Salvador and some other countries like the Philippines, it can be even dangerous just to be labeled a drug addict or a gang member. People get incarcerated immediately upon arriving into the airport. So we've had families that have directly been arrested as soon as they arrive. Others that are not gang involved are able to transition back. We've created, because of the immediate need, with just donations and family love and support, we have 2 transitional homes in El Salvador right now that we're housing over 8 people now. that have done predominantly a medium about 25 years each, incarcerated here in the United States, especially in California, where they're transitioning, working in the field, basically just taking care of themselves and transitioning back to a country that they don't know anymore. Many of them have left their families here, but under the current circumstances, it's even difficult just to try to fight their criminal, their immigration cases. So we work on the issue of that intersection that we call crimmigration, right? That really no one wants to work with, that intersection of the criminal justice and immigration systems that make it really difficult for both movements, either the criminal justice or the immigration, to really see eye to eye and how they could collaborate. Well, through the crimmigration movement, we're working right now with trying to put together a conference coming up probably early next year that's called crimmigration, that will focus on crimmigration. As well, we're going to be doing our 11th annual Central American Youth Leadership Conference around June next year. Then we bring in over 500 youngsters that are immigrants to be able to have access to all the resources that our community has to offer. So besides that, we have family support. We provide reentry services for folks that are coming out of prison. We currently employ through the different contracts over 30 individuals that you might see in the metro stations of MacArthur Park, North Hollywood, as well as LA and LACC and the Florence Station. Those are folks that are working through our program and those platforms. So I want to thank you. If you want to know more information, how to support us, obviously you can go online to homiesunidos.org or just call us directly.
Alex, thank you so much. And it's really great to get this word out. And we look forward, like all the groups, to have programming around your work. And you let us know what works and hope to see you soon.
Yes, definitely. I'm going to have to step away because I'm at the store right now with the family. They're all in the van.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to step away, but I would love to hear everyone. You're recording this, so, you know, would love to hear everyone's work and see how we can collaborate with each other.
Terrific.
5 minutes is up.
Thank you, Alex. Perfect timing, all right, as then. Usual.
All right.
Okay.
Take care.
Let's see. Who's up next? Myla, can you tell me who we have next in community groups? If not, I have another idea.
Yeah, can you hear me?
After
Alex Sanchez, thank you, Alex, is Moza Cooper from the Green Foundation.
Okay. Presente, Moza Cooper.
5 minutes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sorry. Let me put the camera on. Okay. My name is Moza Jasiri Cooper. I work with the Green Foundation. What we do is distribute health materials to people and also help them get health insurance, advocate for themselves for any kind of dispute in the health area. And I'm not a founder. I'm an employee of the Green Foundation. The founder's name is Ernesta Wright, and I won't take more than 5 minutes. I just want to describe that, and I just want to be note that it is what we are doing, and it's based in Orange County.
Whoop.
I'm done.
That's it? Okay. Well, thank you for representing the organization. Can you put anything in the chat that can give people more information?
Absolutely. Yes, I can do that.
Terrific. Well, thank you, Mozam, for showing up. And we'll look forward to follow up. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, Myla. I didn't recognize you.
So next up is, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, Senait.
Yes.
Thank you, Senait Admasu from the African Communities Coalition. Did I mangle your name? If I did, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, my name is okay, but the organization I represent is African Communities Public Health Coalition, and also known in short, African Coalition.
Great. Welcome. On? Yes, take it away, Sinead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Actually, it's Steve Mix invited me, and Pastor Souls, of course. Those are the community leaders, and this was a short notice, but any time is good. So they said the foundation, the organization was founded in response to mental health issue within mainly African migrants. That's 2003-2004, and collaborated with the Department of Mental Health in LA County. We work together in assessing the committee to what has to be done. And that's how the foundation, the organization was founded. Since then, we provide direct mental health services. As we doing direct mental health services, we also assess that the community, mainly the Black migrants, one of the factors that leads to mental health is immigration status within immigrant communities. As Mr. Sanchez mentioned earlier, more so the language barrier, cultural gap, there's no cultural appropriate service provided, whether health service or immigration. For that reason, we were able to work at the Department of Justice back in 2016 and becoming one of the immigration service provided for immigrant communities. Originally it was for Black migrants, including Caribbean, Pan-African, but now we provide all immigrants because we have something in common. This is including recently the removal defense, the people we don't represent who are in detention center, but we do represent whoever have the case, and also asylum, immigration, green card, naturalization, family petition, you name it. This is for free because we are funded by Department of Social Services State. We also provide mental health services. Why we have to have this first is because from culture perspective, we do provide in different languages, mainly our staff. We have 10 different African native languages spoken by our staff. We have a great outreach. More than anything, we have a signature summit every year. It's about February. This year we're going to be March. We focus economic factors, immigration, mental health, and has disparity within immigrants. Those are the key programs of the organization, why we're founded, based on necessity, because we need to have culturally appropriate organization like us. I'm going to leave the information to contact. As I said, immigration, we have over 30 years experience, immigration attorneys. We have licensed clinicians, and we refer to the med support when it comes to mental health. We also have youth leadership development, which is a great, which I'm so proud. We have a theme and campaigns called Pass the Button. It's intergenerational youth development program. We work with different cities, schools, including high school and colleges. It's more than 5 minutes, I know. Let me get the information. You can always contact and call the number if you needed a direct service. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. So, Nate, do you have Congo people in your office?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We
have a Congolese. I have a friend. I'll get in touch with you, who is a cousin of Patrice Lumumba.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Thank you for showing up. I'm sorry. I'm in a little rush because I don't know who we have left. Who do we have left, Myla?
I just lost it. Kenya Kroom.
Kenya Kroom. We are at time certain. Can you make it quick, and maybe we can invite you back for the part that you can't do? So just keep it to a minute or so, and then, or a couple of minutes, and then we'll have you back next meeting.
Certainly. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate KPFK and the space and opportunity to engage. Let me just get to, A Step to Freedom was founded 35 years ago by my father, following his experience of incarceration. Upon his own release, he recognized that other folks lacked the support they needed. which was care, love, and support of their families. So he created A Step to Freedom. Today, I'm incredibly proud of the work that we do, the dedication of my team. In short, we provide interim housing and supportive services throughout the county. I will put our website in the chat for you, for anyone who's interested. We specialize in mental health and workforce development for those who are experiencing or exiting the incarceration system.
Thank you for being flexible. And we will, if you want to, put you on first next time to make up for your time. Thank you everyone for showing up, and organizations sign up by emailing kpfk90.7@gmail.com. And we have come to our time certain end. So thank you so much, everybody, for showing up. It's now 12 p.m. Pacific time, August 9th, 2026. And Mitakiasa and all our relations, si se puede. Thank you for showing up. This meeting is adjourned. This is Tatanka Brika, LSB Chair.